speaking of cameras, mm-hmm. When I was at CES, I saw a product that, well, I really want to bring into the studio because I think it would be a nice tool for people who just don't want to fly. They want to take pictures.
Okay. Well, what was it?
Well, I don't want to tell you. Instead, I'm just going to ask Alex to push the magic button. Was the year of the drones. Drones were everywhere. Everyone had a drone. Everyone wanted to offer a drone. Well, 2016 is the year that drones grow up, which is why we're looking at the HEXO. I'm with the CEO of HEXO, Antoine, who's going to explain why this is the drone for the people who don't want to fly. Antoine, what is the HEXO?
The HEXO is a self-flying camera. It's a camera which flies, so it's a drone carrying your favorite action camera. And the beauty is you don't need anything to know about drones. So you just have a simple smartphone application where you can select from a library of camera movements. You can select where you want the drone to be compared to you, just launch it, and it works. Drone will take off, you put the smartphone into your pocket, you move around, and you get great aerial footages without the need to pilot a drone.
Oh, I have seen the sample footage from your cameras, and it's absolutely gorgeous. And I think we're going to try to get to your test flight later on in the week. But I got to ask, who are you selling this for? Because this is about $1,300. It is a very impressive piece of technology, but that's an expensive camera.
It's for all sports and video enthusiasts. You know, our customers today are very fan of action sports like snowboarding, surfing, riding bicycles, and they're enthusiasts about videos, spending hours of watching videos, editing their videos, and sharing their videos. So it's for any GoPro owners who wants to get new aerial footages from their action sports.
I have to say, the whole idea of a drone following you is not new. In fact, Lily made a big splash last year in having a drone that could do just that. But yours is the first six-rotor craft. Why six over a standard quadcopter?
Six for more stability at high speed. So this one flies up to 45 miles per hour. So if you go 45 miles per hour, we can follow you, we can frame you and get very nice high quality images. And for safety as well. If you lose one propeller, the drone will reconfigure and will be stable enough to land safely.
And I think that actually that's a huge point that you need to point out, which is if you have a quadcopter and you lose a motor or a prop, it will fall out of the sky. If you have a six multi-rotor, you lose one, even lose two if they're on opposite sides, it will keep flying. It gives you that margin of error. Oh, Antoine, where do you see this going? If 2016 is the year that drones grow up, will this become just something that everyone has in their vacation video repertoire?
I believe so. You know, we believe that drones and flying cameras will be more and more common for people to use. And the way it will evolve is getting smarter and smarter. So the drones and those flying cameras will understand how you are moving and will understand what is a perfect point of view for you to get the great shot and to capture your life experience.
Antoine, thank you very much for speaking with us. I'm Father Robert, and lights, camera, HEXO. So you got to remember that there was no transmitter. There's no standard like stick remote on that. Everything mm-hmm. was done from an app, from the absolutely automated takeoff, automated landing, and you could do follow. So like for example, in that police car, that was just a police officer who stopped by and thought, "Hey, can you show me what this is?" Uh-huh. And they put the phone inside the car on the dash, and they said, "Follow at this distance," and it started like just doing lazy circles around the police car.
That's cool.
As it was driving, that's something I think that photographers who don't care about the drone side will like.
Yeah, I think so. Especially if you're just, you want that static kind of shot, which used to be the realm of helicopters. Like, you needed to get a helicopter to get shots like that. And that's pretty cool.
And there's a couple of different modes that they showed me. So there's the one where it's static. So it just stays at the same angle the whole time, tries to keep you in the frame. There's another one where you can, like, pick target, and then it will just start doing these 360s. So it'll keep the camera pointing at you and just go around. It will travel at up to 45 miles an hour. Those are 6 2206 motors with 6-inch props. It's got a 3S 5,000 milliamp hour battery that will last about 25 minutes or so. And the nice thing, and I think this is going to be big for when we start getting these, the dumb drones. Well, actually, smart drones.
Smarter, but dumb people. So you don't have to be as smart to use it.
Right, but because it's got six motors, you could lose a motor and it will keep going.
Right.
And it can do emergency landing versus something like the Lily, which we have on pre-order. You lose a motor, it will drop out of the sky.
Yeah, and that's my biggest fear is when those devices either lose a motor or the battery starts to run out and say in their video, you're kayaking down a river. Where does it, does it look for the nearest spot to land or fall out of the sky?
It goes for a little swim.
Yeah.
But we're trying to get one of these. The Lily guys are actually going to be in San Francisco in just a bit, so I've asked them to come up to the studio. Yeah. And I want to show people, it's actually, it's really well done. I mean, they have thought through the process because the Lily has been saying that they're the first selfie drone. Hexo's been on the market for 4 months now? And a product you can actually buy, not promised.
No, that's cool. I was surprised that they actually let you play with it, though.
I know. Well, that was the thing. So we drove away from the convention center. They had this place next near one of the public parks that they had cordoned off. And they had like six models there, and they were letting people to take it up. And the amazing thing was, it really is as simple as saying, take off, follow.
That's it. Yeah, and that's kind of the dream, especially if you're not someone who has the tactile feel to fly a drone. Like, so maybe you or me with a camera on a drone, we could get like really specific shots that we would want. But for someone who just wants to like record, like throw the drone up in the air, not have to worry about it, just know that they're getting footage, like this is pretty cool.
There was one other mode that I didn't get footage of, but it was because I was having too much fun watching, where it's sort of like the videographer mode. Mm-hmm. So they put, it's a special beacon. They put the beacon on the car. And so what the Hexo would do is it would keep the car always in frame, but the director got to move the drone. So no matter where he moved, it kept the car in frame.
Okay, I'm like, I like that.
Oh, that's a cool directing tool. Yeah.
I like that.
I like that.